Now it's over to the news desk with Lena Valverde and Charles McKelvey. But first, we'll take a look at today's headlines.
Cuba's top officials meet with the Secretary of the Russian Security Council.
Cuban government announces new economic measures to boost domestic trade.
Venezuela denounces U.S. blockade during UNESCO session.
And Japan typhoon death toll reaches 68.
Now for the news in detail.
Cuban Communist Party leader Raúl Castro and President Miguel Díaz-Canel met Tuesday with Nikolai Petrushev, Secretary of the Russian Security Council, currently on the island on a two-day working visit. During the meeting, they discussed the strong bilateral relations between the two countries and prospects for development. Earlier on Tuesday, Petrushev laid a wreath at the memorial to the Soviet Internationalist servicemen in Havana. Following the wreath-laying ceremony, Petrushev awarded several veterans of the Cuban Interior Ministry with honorary symbols of the Russian Security Council. TASS news agency reported that following the award ceremony, the Russian official and Cuban Interior Minister Julio Gandarilla signed a memorandum of understanding and cooperation. The agreement aims to expand cooperation and trust between Moscow and Havana on security issues.
The Cuban government announced on Tuesday new measures that seek to boost the national economy and retain hard currency in the country, which Cuban nationals are currently spending abroad. Vice President Salvador Valdez Mesa and ministers of the government announced the new measures on the Roundtable program on national television. Starting in late October, Cubans will be able to purchase household appliances and automotive parts and accessories using convertible currency debit cards. Valdez Mesa noted that the measures seek to create competitive prices to capture hard currency at a time when imports without commercial character by the population are increasing. The vice president said that the new measures will not imply any prohibition on current imports by Cuban nationals.
Venezuela's ambassador to the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization has denounced the impact of the illegal economic, financial, and commercial blockade imposed by the United States on the South American nation. Ambassador Hector Constant pointed out that illegal economic measures prevent Venezuela's development, and he emphasized that in the face of the impossibility of overthrowing his country, the White House is trying to undermine the services that Venezuelan government provides to the people. He asserted that, as a curious historical paradox, those who wish to impose such dismay on us are the same ones who invade and plunder, destroying entire schools and cultures with the contempt of those who only know how to propagate ignorance.
The death toll in a powerful typhoon that hit Japan over the weekend mounted to 68 on Tuesday, as rescue teams continued searching for at least 15 missing people. Severe flooding by record rains brought by Hagibis, the worst typhoon to strike Japan in decades, has complicated rescue efforts and prevented the authorities from taking stock of material and human damage. More than 3,400 people have been evacuated from their homes and are in temporary shelters, the state-owned broadcaster NHK reported on Tuesday. The typhoon also triggered nearly 150 landslides in different parts of the country, destroying bridges and roads.
And you tuned into Radio Vancouver's English language broadcast. Back now to the news desk with Lena Valverde and Charles McKelvey.
More than 50 countries have confirmed their participation in the 37th Havana International Fair, FIHAV 2019, which will take place from November 4th to 8th at the Expo Cuba Fairgrounds. The event will be dedicated to Havana's 500th anniversary next November 16th. In a press conference, Rodrigo Mamierca, Cuban Minister of Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment, said that despite the tightening of the blockade imposed by the United States, FIHAV will be one of the most representative trade events in Latin America and the Caribbean.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has once again denounced the United States for unleashing a campaign of economic terrorism against his country, saying Washington has committed a crime against humanity, this by imposing sanctions on food and medical supplies. The Iranian president made the remarks while addressing the 66th session of the World Health Organization, WHO's, Regional Committee for the Eastern Mediterranean in Tehran on Tuesday. Rouhani said it was a shame for Washington to withdraw from the UN-backed 2015 multilateral nuclear agreement and reimpose tough economic sanctions against Iran. This disgrace becomes more notable when we consider the fact that the agreement had been endorsed by UN Security Council, Rouhani said.
Hundreds of Israeli settlers have violated the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in the occupied Old City of East Jerusalem. On Tuesday morning, at least 300 Israeli settlers entered the compound from the Moroccan Gate, the Palestine Information Center reported. Reports added that those settlers responded to calls made by extremist groups for mass break-ins at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound to mark a religious event. Previously, on October 6th, more than 120 Israeli settlers also violated the compound. Israeli forces stationed at Al-Aqsa Gates imposed restrictions on Palestinian worshippers' access to the mosque, demanding their ID cards and searching them, according to a statement released by the Department of Islamic Endowments in Jerusalem at the time.
The Director General of Consular Affairs and Cubans residing overseas of the Cuban Foreign Ministry says that the trips of Cuban citizens overseas grew by more than 20% in the first 8 months of this year. Ernesto Soberón told Prensa Latina News Agency that between January 1st and August 30th, 519,000 Cuban nationals made 889,000 trips to other countries, which represents a comparative increase of 22 and 23% over the same period in 2018. The diplomat noted that the number of destinations to which Cubans travel has also diversified. The statements made by the head of consular affairs and Cubans residing overseas were made in connection with the fourth regional meeting of Cubans residing in Latin America and the Caribbean that will take place from October 18th through the 20th in Mexico City.
British police have ordered a halt to Extinction Rebellion protest in London after a week of civil disobedience by climate change activists who have targeted government buildings and major financial institutions. Any assembly linked to the Extinction Rebellion Autumn Uprising must now cease their protest within London, the police said in a statement. Police said 1,445 people have been arrested in the protest so far this week. Extinction Rebellion uses civil disobedience to highlight the risk posed by climate change and the accelerating loss of plant and animal species.
The Attorney General's Office of the State of Michoacán reported that two police patrols from the Mexican southwestern state were ambushed on a highway in the town of El Aguaje, leaving 14 officers dead and 3 wounded. In a press release, it was reported that personnel specialized in criminalistics, forensic medicine, and ballistics are at the crime scene. The Ministry of Public Security of Michoacán informed that they found at the site dozens of cartridges of high-powered weapons and messages, allegedly from the Jalisco New Generation cartel.
And once again, our headlines for today.
Cuba's top officials meet with the Secretary of the Russian Security Council.
Cuban government announces new economic measures to boost domestic trade.
Venezuela denounces U.S. blockade during UNESCO session.
And Japan typhoon death toll reaches 68.